Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. This is Charles Jarvis. I talked to you yesterday.
Hey, Charles. How you doing?
Doing all right, bud.
Good, good. So I was following up on the registration you had done with us, the web registration. It looks like you were looking to bring on a little operational capital for your business, or?
Yeah, if we can. Yeah, I mean, if we can, it's all right. If we can, it's all right.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit. What are you looking to do? What do you need the capital for?
Get some more vehicles.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. These are work trucks then, I take it, or?
Work trucks, yeah. And a trailer.
And a trailer.
Behind trailer. I have a excavator that I dig probably 98% of my graves with, but the trailer is not very good shape either.
Okay.
And just several different things.
Sure, sure. Do you have an idea of the cost of all those items? Do you have any sort of quotes or anything like that?
Probably around $20,000-$25,000.
Okay. Okay, no problem. And then is this an immediate need? Do you want to bring these on these items on pretty quickly?
I've been doing without them so far. I mean, it's,
right.
You know,
it would just kind of help the business to have a little bit more modern stuff.
A whole lot, yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, Charles, let me ask you this. How long have you been in business?
I've been doing this now going on 4 years.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And then, so our programs are, it sounds like you would like to do our equipment financing program, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about that. It's more like your traditional car loan in the sense it's 2 to 5 years. There's a monthly payment. Our interest rates start in the low single digits, right around 4%, and can go up from there. You know, we look at a couple factors like your time in business, credit score, and cash flow for the business. So what would you say you did in sales last year for the business?
Around I think it's about 160, 180, somewhere through there.
Okay. Yeah, I think we could definitely, that's right in our ballpark, we could definitely do something with regards to getting you those vehicles. Let me see here. Just a couple more questions. And so with this equipment, are you going to need anybody else to operate that? Or are you a one-man show? Do you operate your own equipment and all that? Or are you looking to expand at all?
Sometimes I do, but my son mostly. I've got 5 people that work for me.
Okay. 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 Well, Charles, it's a very simple process to see what we can do for you. We just have a 1-page application. Excuse me. Then we would look at 4 to 6 months of your bank statements and first 2 pages of the most recent tax return. Plus, if you have the quotes on the items that you're looking at, once I receive that information, I can package it for underwriting and we can have some feedback for you, potentially an offer for you inside of 24 hours. If you like our offer, again, since it is vehicles, it takes a little longer. We could have everything wrapped up in for you in about a week or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to send you out the information that we need, along with our application, to see if take a look at and see if it might be a good fit for you. Have you approached your bank at all to see what they could do for you? Got any feedback from them?
No, I ain't. I was just laying in bed. Matter of fact, I got a paper you all sent through the mail. That's where I got it from.
Okay, okay. Excellent.
A letter through the mail, and it had up to $250,000, That's where I saw it at.
Okay, excellent. Hey, so by the way, what is the name of your business?
Jarvis & Son, LLC.
Jarvis & Son, okay. Jarvis and Son, LLC. Gotcha. Okay.
And I also, I work for the county. I haul corpse to be embalmed or have to Frankfurt down there. I do that for the county, too.
Okay. So you wear many different hats, and you also do coal mining as well?
5 days a week.
Holy cow, you are a busy man.
Well, I used to have a lawn and tree service, too, but I just got too much that I couldn't handle it all, so I give it up.
Jeez, do you get the chance to sleep at all, or?
I sleep about. I get in bed about 1:30, 1:15 to 2 every morning, and I get up usually around 5 or 5:30.
Oh, good Lord, you are a busy, busy man. That's commendable.
That's what my wife tells me.
Happy life, happy wife.
Oh yeah, well she's happy. That's all that matters.
Exactly. I agree. Hey, so what would I like to do is shoot you out an email with the information that we would need to see what we can do for you. And I'll attach my application there. My contact information will be on there. So if you have any questions about the process, I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. Okay. I can get that out to you in about 10 minutes. Are you going to, are you just taking a break right now from your first job?
Actually, I am getting ready to leave to go to McDowell to look at a job.
Okay.
But what do you need? Just need my email address or?
I have a charlesjarvis66@gmail.com.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. I'll put together that email for you, and I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes. When you have a free moment today, take a look at that and see if it would be a good fit for you.
Okay. I sure appreciate it, Zach.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, so I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, thank you, sir.
No problem. And then can I follow up with you maybe on Friday just to make sure you receive the information?
That'll work.
All righty, Charles. Well, you have a great day. Don't work too hard, okay?
You do the same.
Thanks so much.
All right. See you, bro.
All right. Bye.